This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wa'ide Lang Pariyat. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved to confer the status of classical language to Assamese, Bengali and other languages. The classical languages serve as a custodian of India's ancient cultural heritage, embodying the essence of each community's historical and cultural milestones. The government had decided to create a new category of languages as classical languages on October 12, 2004, declaring Tamil as a classical language. Among the criteria for the status of classical language are the high antiquity of its early texts, recorded history over 1,000 years, and a body of ancient literature. The literary tradition of the language must be original and not borrowed from another speech community. The inclusion of languages as classical languages will create significant employment opportunities, particularly in academic and research fields. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone for construction of Eklavya Model Residential School at Jalbongpara village under Beta Singh CNRD block in Southwest Garo Hills district. As part of the central government's initiative to boost educational infrastructure for the tribal communities, the Prime Minister inaugurated 40 Eklavya Model Residential Schools and laid the foundation stones for 25 EMRIs worth over 2,800 crore rupees from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. The virtual foundation stone laying ceremony was attended through video conferencing by Additional Deputy Commissioner Dr. Rosina C.H. Marak and other officials at DRDA Conference Hall, Ampati. Meghalaya will get an additional 40 medical seats with the National Medical Council giving its approval to start the P.A. Sangma Medical College at the University of Science and Technology, Meghalaya. The academic session for 2024-2025 will commence this year. Meghalaya Health Minister Amparine Lingdor yesterday said that the state at present is getting 93 medical seats in different medical colleges across the country, and the additional 40 MBBS seats will be made available to students of the state, where 20 seats will be under full scholarship and 20 others will be half scholarships. The minister informed that a separate advertisement for this will be issued soon. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main yesterday inaugurated the Students' Activity Centre, laid the foundation stone of Buddhist Study Centre, and participated in an interaction session with faculty and students at the Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh. Speaking on the occasion, Main highlighted the relevance of Students' Activity Centre, which aims to facilitate knowledge creation, foster community, and enhance research capabilities. The Buddhist Studies Centre will aim towards establishing, studying and researching on the timeless philosophy and principles of Buddhism. Main also commended RGU and its faculty members for their contribution in the research and unearthing of the unsung heroes of the state. He requested the History Department of the University to make more research in the history of the state and come up with the state's history syllabus to be included in the school curriculum. Despite havoc caused by incessant rains, Director General Border Roads Lieutenant General Raghu Srinivasan undertook a 3-day visit to North and East Sikkim and took stock of the ongoing restoration and construction of various roads which started from Tuesday. During the visit, he was accompanied by Harinda Kumar, Additional Director General Border Roads East, and on the first day of his visit, Brigadier Manoj Gupta, Chief Engineer of Project Swastik, briefed the DGBR on various works including ongoing restoration works and progress made on the proposed National Highway Double Lane work, erstwhile Bharatmala Pariyojana in Sikkim. After making quick assessment of the ongoing restoration works, the DGBR met the Governor Om Prakash Mathur at the Raj Bhavan and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday and briefed them about the restoration works. In Meghalaya, the Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited has decided to adopt the Taurus Hub at Dimpep in East Khasi Hills district under the Swachhta Hi Sewa campaign 2024 for a period of 1 year. This was announced by NEEPCO Director Personnel Major General R.K. Jha on the occasion of Swachhta Hi Diwas celebrations at Dimpep Tourist Hub, along with the inauguration of the illumination of the Duan Singh's Aim Bridge at Dimpep Mokrok. Detailed plans are being worked out for waste management, sustainable schemes and other requirements in consultation with the Dorbar Shnong of Dimpep. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Avani Shillong. Have a nice day.